9:06 on your Saturday morning. Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app. Presented by Serve Pro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. Down the line is the coach, John Spezia. Coach, do you have me off mute yet? I have a feeling we're going to have some fun here with Coach here this morning. No, you do. I can hear you. So that means that you are on mute. You have me on mute. On mute. We can hear you. You are live. So, and this is the issues we have whenever we hop on literally like minutes, just seconds before we go on air. So, my microphone works. Okay. And now you'll have to turn one of your devices off because that's why we have the echo.
Can you hear me?
There we go. How are technology? You found the mute button. So
no, I got the tablet. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this does this. Last week, I couldn't hear you on the tablet, but I went to the phone and I could hear you.
And now it's the other way.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, it's funny how technology works sometimes when you want it to or when you don't care if it does or not. And then whenever you need it to and want it to, it doesn't do what it needs to. And that's something to share across the board.
I got you on the script now on the phone, so we're good. And you can hear me, so.
We can. And I was concerned because I thought maybe it was something within the in between us there that weather-wise that was maybe creating some things. Of course, we are under our winter storm warning that started here 9 minutes ago. Most of that right now in western Illinois and southern Illinois working its way towards our area. We're between 4 and 8 inches of snow.
It hadn't snowed, yeah, you're telling me.
And it's 2 degrees, which is a far cry from what you're experiencing there in the
States. You're exactly right. As I look out, there's cruise ships and it's 80 degrees.
Hey, soon, right? Soon. 2 weeks, is it? 3?
Yeah. February 2nd, I come back.
Just in time for the Bismarck Pancake and Sausage Lions Club Pancake and Sausage Breakfast.
When is that?
That is coming up on the 7th. We will be talking with those gentlemen, Rick Kentner and John Bodensteiner, coming up this next Thursday, and then we'll have the repeat on Saturday talking about that event, and we'll be a part of that coming up on Saturday, February 7th. Mark your calendars.
Well, I always look forward to that. Yeah. See a lot of my former teammates, mm-hmm. Sometimes every once in a while, some faculty and so forth at Bismarck. That's a great school where I played grade school basketball. So
beautiful gym, well maintained, well restored, and you know, just in all of its glory. It's always neat. I always found the how the stands are set up to be very, very unique. And
well, they had bleachers up on this one side. It probably seated 400 or 500 people, probably.
Yeah, it's kind of like deck seating because you have you have kind of an enclosed stairwell at the side that kind of creeps up, kind of wanders up, and you know, whoever designed it, it was very, very efficient with the space that they had.
Well, it was, and we played the Vermillion County grade school championship there. We got beat by Georgetown, mm-hmm. and they had a guy named Stanford Boyd, and they had a guy named Alan Daniels, and a guy named Hayworth. Alan Daniels ended up playing some minor league baseball, and I think Al's still in Georgetown doing farming. I'm not sure. I think Stanford Boyd is down in Evansville. Hayworth, I think, may still be around the Georgetown area someplace. But, yeah it was back then, and I remember that's when, you had a ton of different grade schools. You had Muncie, and you had Oakwood, you had Pythian, you had Diamond, you had Ellis, you had Armstrong, obviously Potomac. Alvin had a grade school team. I think Wingert had a grade school team, Georgetown, Westville.
Wingert. So,
yeah.
So for folks that haven't lived here as long as you have, where was Wingert located?
Near Georgetown.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And you had Seidel, Indianola, and Jamaica. Then they all went to the high school. So I remember playing against Seidel. I had a guy named Johnny Bryant. And actually, my wife Nancy is from Seidel. So she was a cheerleader back at that time period. Unbeknownst to her, she got the best part of the whole deal. But
yeah,
we won't go there. Let's do that. County tournament wise, let's.
Well, hold on. Let's
pin?
Let's give love to our sponsors here. Get the formalities out of the way. We of course
say hello to PP for me.
Couldn't do this every week if we didn't have the great support of our sponsors here at WITY for our sports. It is our presenting sponsor, ServPro Vermilion County. ServPro, like it never even happened. Our good friends over at OSF Healthcare, from primary and urgent care all the way to cancer and specialized care here in Danville in the Vermilion County area. Visit osfhealthcare.org. Of course, Tim Dittman will be along here in just a few minutes with another edition of the OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Good friends over at Latos Hardware in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware and make sure you say hi to Fifi. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler provides us the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest that is online on our podcast section and all the back episodes. You can go all the way back to the very beginning. And, of course, make sure to visit Dustin in Fairmount for all of your insurance needs. We know that planting season is just around the corner. We've got crop insurance season here very, very soon. And it's pretty good idea to make sure that he can review all of your insurance needs there too, because that industry fluctuates quite a bit and always want to get the best deal.
And well, better have a good deal with the snow and sleet coming in or ice.
That's true. May get some claims out there. Definitely. Yeah. And a good fit. And speaking of, folks that work on automobiles and might help you out. That's the good folks over at UHAS Diagnostic Center. Of course, towing there too. I think they can get that lined up for you. But they can, whether it's a golf cart or your truck, semi, whatever have you, they'll be able to get it lined up and work on it for you. UHAS Diagnostic Center, east of the exit 210. They're on the frontage road just off of the Henning 4-way. And that is your newest Napa Heavy Duty Auto Truck Center. Auto and Truck Center, I should say. We've got, as you mentioned, this week we had both the girls and the boys Vermilion County Tournament. Light week overall for sports compared to what we've seen here the last couple of weeks as some of the seasons are starting to dwindle down. We've got bowling wrapping up, wrestling starting to kind of wind down as we head towards regional time. And I'm still working out the postseason stuff for in my schedule. So I apologize if I don't get everything in there. You know, we've been a little busy this week with Midwest Ag Expo, which was a great show. But nonetheless, we'll get all caught up before it's said and done. Coach has got boys high school basketball, though, from the week.
Last week, I'm going to go pretty quickly. So here we go. Vermilion County Tournament, Oakwood over the Salt Fork Storm, Armstrong Potomac over Hoopston area, BHRA over the Buffaloes of Georgetown. The Lossalet Midwinter Classic, Lossalet over Assumption, Kentucky, Lossalet over Sharman. I need to make a note. I watched that game, and young Noah Fowler had 25 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Had a three out of the corner to tie it, and it went in and out.
Noah is on fire right now. The game that we had here about a week and a half ago, he dropped 40 against Hoopston area. In fact, that was our broadcast opener for the year. And he's kind of the show right now, with Atkinson being out. He's got the I'm guessing it's his brother that's on the team, a younger younger brother.
They're dynamic together,
and this is nothing taken away from the other guys on the team, but it seems like the first choice to have whenever you have whenever you need points, he's the guy that's getting it done right now.
Well, he came down a couple times, and the only thing I can remember, he hit a three, and I would describe it as from the volleyball line. And it was late in the game. The only time I remember that happening, we were at Milford, we're playing a regional or sectional championship against Ridgeview, and a guy from Ridgeview came down. We just missed the layup. We were up, and this guy came down to the volleyball line and shot a three. I would have never guessed it in a million years. Hit it, and they went on after that. Hit a couple more, and they ended up beating us. But Noah hit. I mean, he just took the game over in the fourth quarter. They were just shots. After talking to Zach Patterson afterwards, the coach, they really didn't run a lot of things. He got himself open, and they had one of the other kids hit a three. So it was quite a match. And Los Led is, it's got a pretty good record, pretty decent team. So, with the rest of the score, St. Anne over the Sister Park, Galesburg, I think that's over Danville, Heritage over Judah Christian, PBL over Hersher. Boy, Hersher's pulling on some hard times. Mm-hmm. Mattoon over St. Joe Ogden, Unity over Hall, that's a Blooming Central Catholic MLK shootout, Watsika over Grant Park, Parrish over the Chrisman Cardinals, that's always a big rivalry. Covington over Attica, Benton Central over Delphi, the Oracles, Fountain Central Mustangs over the Patriots of Seager, Zionsville over Park Heritage, that's a big one, Riverton Park over Southmount, the Mounties, North Putt over South Vermillion, Unity over Joliet Catholic and the Bloomington Central Catholic MLK. Unity, it's going to be an interesting when it comes mm-hmm. to regional time. With the Rockets.
Their two losses are to Totopolis, both of them. One was by, a point, and the other one was by five or six.
Yeah, and Totopolis just got beat yesterday. I'm trying to think who it was. It was somebody down south. And Tuscola's lost a couple that I was a little surprised with, too. So.
Let me look that up here right quick. Yeah. I can figure who
I'll get the rest of the scores real quickly. Vermillion County, Tumarock, Tumarock over the Buffaloes with Georgetown, BHR over Hoopston area. The Tigers of Westville continue to roll in their undefeated streak, 61-31 over the Salt Fork Storm. First Baptist over Calvert Normal. Lost let the Lions travel to Milford, beat them 68-37. Parrish over Oblong, Palestine, Hudsonville. The Unity of the Rockets over Rantoul, that's a conference game. St. Joe at Prairie Central Conference game. Tri-County over Villa Grove. The Bloomington Central Catholic Conference game over PBL. St. Anne, the Cardinals over Watsika, 61-51. Cincinnati Park, Lutheran over the South Newton Rebels over in Indiana. South Putt over Riverton Park. PBL over Iroquois West. The Spartans of St. Joe Ogden over Mantino. West Vigo over South Vermillion. Vermillion County Tournament again. Hoopston Area 50. Georgetown Richmond 36, Westville rolling again, 81, and a big score over Oakwood, the Comets. I think they've had, and you'll mention, has had several players to reach a 1,000-point goal. BHRA, and a close one, 54-46 over the Armstrong Potomac Trojans. Lost let, put a hammer on an oblong Palestine Hudsonville, held them to 19 points. Rantoul over Charleston. Let's see if we got some other scores.
We got last night's scores, and just a heads up, the Totopolis lost to Mount Vernon in the Salem Invitational Tournament and sets up a championship tonight between Centralia and Mount Vernon. Always a classic game between those two, and Lee Bennett stacking wins for the Orphans program there.
I think it was Mount Vernon that beat Totopolis.
Yeah. 36-28, and Centralia beat Mattoon, which just beat St. Joe Ogden, so... I think Centralia may only have one or two losses, and Mount Vernon's right there with them, and they're battling
right,
for that.
You've got to remember, those are 3 or 4A schools.
Both of them 3A.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here we go. Yep. Last night's results, Villa Grove at the Lincoln Prairie Conference Tournament, Oak Hall Valley over Villa Grove, ALH over Heritage, Tri-County, big score, 113 to 37
Tri-County
over Blue Ridge.
Pouring it on. Yeah.
Wow. Richwood's over Danville last night, 64-42. St. Joe Ogden over the Monticello Sages. Unity, the Rockets again in conference play with Prairie Central. PBL postponed. Rantoul, St. Thomas More postponed. Chrisman, Iroquois West postponed. Calvary Urbana at First Baptist was canceled. Seeger, the Patriots, 61. The Attica Red Ravens, 37. Southmont, 57. The Trojans of Covington, 49. Fountain Central over Crawfordsville, 45-43. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Park Heritage, 75. The Falcons of North Vermillion, 39. North Central, Farmersburg, 48. Riverton Park, 38. Greencastle, 69. South Vermillion, 20. This today's schedule, maybe.
Yep.
Fifth place, Salt Fork versus Hoopston area. Long time, Salt Fork's usually right there in the running for the championship. Third place, Oakwood versus Armstrong should be a good one. And, of course, the championship game, BHRA, led by Keeson Peoples against the triad of Westville. So,
gonna be a lot of people in the stands for that one. That's a much anticipated matchup. Their regular season matchup still coming up, too.
Yeah. So. Danville at Decatur Eisenhower, Tri-County versus Sullivan. Lost that at Chicago Lakeview. Paris at in a little line of conference. Unity at Mount Zion, Wasika. And they're all on right now, according to.
They. Yeah, these are, of course, weather pending, and I know some folks are starting to make those decisions. I don't know. Of course, time element. If they're morning or maybe early afternoon, they may still try to work to get them in, but I haven't heard any updates.
Yeah, Lebanon, Lebanon, home old Rickmount at Covington. North Central, Farmersburg at North Vermillion, Park Carriage at Evansville Central. That's way, way down south. Seeger, that's Seeger at Rossville. That's Rossville, Indiana. North Newton at Attica postponed. Let's look at the records here.
Do you want to check out what we've got coming up, or I can cherry pick
well,
that?
Okay, I'll get what we got coming up.
Yep.
Got Heritage in the Tri-County and Miller Grove and Lincoln Park, Lincoln Prairie Conference Tournament. Paris Little Illini Conference Tournament. Attica at Next Generation Heritage again, Tri-County, Little Grove at the tournament. Little Grove and Heritage should be announced. Iroquois West at Armstrong, BHR at Watsika, Schlarman at Crispin, System Park at Hipson, Lossalette at Danville, Oakwood at Georgetown Ridge Farm, Moments at Milford, Paris at the Little Lion Conference, the Sages of Monticello at PBL, Pontiac at Rantoul. Those are conference games. Illinois Valley Central at with the Spartans of St. Joe, Westville at Salt Fork, Unity at Bloomington Central Catholic, System Park at Donovan, Heritage to Tri-County, Bill Grove, all in the conference tournament, Paris, St. Illini conference tournament. Again, Heritage and Tri-County, Bill Grove in the tournament, Paris, St. Illini conference, PBL at Pontiac, a conference game, St. Joe, Rantoul conference game, the Sages of Monticello against the Rockets, Armstrong at Tri-Point, Hubson at BHRA, Crispin at Georgetown, Oakwood at System Park, Centennial at Danville should be a good one. Again, the Heritage is in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Iroquois West at Salt Fork, Lossalette at Donovan. They travel all the way up to Iroquois County. Schlarman at Milford, Paris in the Illini Conference Tournament.
It's tough, I know.
St. Joe Ogden at Tuscola.
There we go.
Should be a good.
That will be a great one.
Well, Seeker, Westville, Attica at Eminence, Seeger at Benton Central, Covington, North Main, Fountain Central at Faith Christian, Riverton Park at Park Heritage, Shackaback, the Lakers at South Main, and the records for boys basketball. At the top, the Westville Tigers, 21-0, the UMT Rockets, 17-2, BHRA, 15-3, Lossalette, the Lions, 15-3, St. Joe Ogden, 15-5, Armstrong Potomac 13-6, PBL 12-8, First Baptist 11-3, the Comets 11-10 after they had a great start at the beginning, Paris 11-11, Tri-County 10-12, Salt Fork 9-9, Hubson 9-10, System Park 9-12, Schlarman 8-9, Heritage 8-13, Bill Grove 7-11, Rantoul 7-11, Watsika 6-13, Danville 5-10, Crispin 4-14. The Buffaloes 3-15, Milford 2-17, Iroquois West 1-18, Park Heritage 12-3. Over in the Indiana side, Riverton Park 10-7, Seeger, the Patriots 8-4, Mustangs, the Fountain Central 6-5, Benton Central Bisons 5-7, Northern Maine, the Falcons 5-7, the Ramblers of Attica 2-11. That's a little bit better than they had been doing. This is a little surprise. The Covington Trojans 2-13. It's been a long time they've had that kind of record in. South Maine 0-15.
Before we move on to girls, Coach, just wanted to pinpoint there, taking a look at those lost let scores. You mentioned that the good defense that they're putting up of OPH only scoring 19. I believe the game that they had, was it right before that? Or no, right after that, they had a game, I thought, maybe it was right before that. They're keeping the opponent's scores down. I know Georgetown had a tough time scoring against them, but they're, of course, they play that full court press. They are very aggressive at all times on the floor, and you're starting to see some of the teams, if they're not, you know, up in the standings, they don't have a lot of talent going on, or if they don't have all their players healthy, whatever the case may be. Lasalette's running away with them early on, getting to a comfortable score, and then just continuing to hammer down on defense there.
Well, they did. They didn't do them good to get hammered down on the toppers of Flamer because no power lit them up.
Right. But
I'll tell you a funny one. I talked to Steve Ruscio, and this is when I was second time I was at Lasalette, and when we played Monticello, Unity, all those people, Danville. Mm-hmm. So we're playing Unity, and Unity had a good team at our place. We were up 18-16, and I had a 6'11 kid inside. 18-16 at half. Mm-hmm. We got beat 24-18. We did not score one single point.
Wow.
In the next 16 minutes. Now, and they didn't score much either when you think about it. And it was one of those things, we could hit free throws. We had shots inside, missed them. I'd never seen anything like it. I did. There was another game I saw the Westville Tigers played, but yeah.
Of those old Edwardsville games, whenever they were in the Salem Invite, you get a halftime score of like 10-8. And it was just people hold on to the ball, and I'm gonna make you come to me. And it's those games where you're thankful that they're talking about shot clocks in high school basketball, because it was both a defensive battle, but then also too just hey, we're fine just playing for the last shot. So
well, that happened with us in the regional championship game against Sister Park, and Coach Kevin Long is really a good coach, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the score at halftime was like 8-6 or something. It was unbelievable. The game ended in double overtime. It was like we won. I don't even know if we scored 30 points. It didn't make any difference at that stage of the game. But it was one of those things, I'll say this, and it was like Hoosiers. Alec Portwood came to me. We were down 3 with 3 seconds to go, and I've used this video many times. He came to me. We run all the time from the sideline. It was out of bounds because we called timeout. And he goes to me. It's like Hoosiers. He comes to me. He says, Coach, let Jake go to the corner. He always takes the ball to bounds. He says, I'm going to throw it to him. He's going to give the ball back to me, and I'm going to hit a 3. And that's exactly what happened. And Sister Park fouled him. Unfortunately, that game, he didn't hit very many free throws. He's about an 80% free throw share. I said, Alex, that was all great, but you made us go into double overtime to win. You could have just hit the free throws and game been over, but yeah. So, though, and I'm sure other guys have done that, but you get down the road this part of the season, you know, the defense, everybody knows everybody, they tighten up. You're going to see it in the Big Ten too. Everybody's going to tighten up. They know you like to back their hand, and you know, it's sometimes just like the weather you're experiencing.
You couldn't
throw it in the ocean, and I don't care what you did, and that's what happened. So
absolutely. Well, let's dive into girls' hoops here.
Girls' hoops. Hold on. My
Or do you want me to go through? I know you've
got
winded it just, there with the boy stuff. So much of it.
You know, that traveling that 3,000 miles here, sometimes it's like that. Girls basketball, Argentinian over Villa Grove. Villa Grove girls scored 8 points. Ironically, we're talking about it. Budroe Baptist over First Baptist Christian. Parris over Casey Westfield. The Watseka Milford co-op over PBL. Rantoul over Schlarman. Attica over Gary West. Benton Central over Lafayette Central Kansas. That's a surprise one. North Newton over Covington. Zionsville over Park Heritage. And North Putnam over South Marion, who only scored 13 points for Marion County Tournament. And I'm going to say this before I get to this is, well, Armstrong Potomac over Oakwood, BHR over Georgetown, Salt Fork over Westville. Lincoln Prairie Conference, Heritage over Argentina, Orienta. Canton over Danville. That was the Mid-Illini versus Big 12 showdown. St. Joe Ogden over Williamsville, System Park, Lutheran over Mantino, Watseka over St. Thomas More, Centennial as postponed, Charleston, Christmas canceled, Parris over Robinson in the Little Illini Conference Tournament, Central Catholic over PBL, Unity the Rockets over Rantoul, the Eagles St. Joe over Prairie Central, Arthur Oak Christian over First Baptist Christian, System Park, Schlarman canceled, Mitten Central, the Bisons over Lebanon, Crawfordsville over Covington, Fountain Central over Riverton Park, North Marion over South Marion, and Seager over North Montgomery, Vermillion County Tournament, Oakwood, the Comets over Georgetown, and Brad Russell's Blue, the Buffaloes, South Fork, Brian Russell's team over Hoopston area, BHR over Armstrong, Potomac, Urbana Uni High over Chrisman, Danville over Eisenhower, Mantino over Watseka, Milford, System Park over Schlarman, 64-12, Decatur Uni Christian over Villa Grove, and Schlarman and Blue Ridge canceled, Tribe County, over Heritage in the Lincoln Prairie Conference, Watseka Milford, and a forfeit against Schlarman's. You might want to check what happened to Schlarman. Looked like they had a
flu outbreak. We were supposed to carry that game, and of course the numbers are not big at Schlarman. They have the varsity squad, and they called that day and said that a couple girls had flu and that they weren't able to play the game.
Okay, Illinois Valley Central over PBL. Rantoul over St. Thomas More, those are all conference against St. Joe Ogden over the Sages. Unity of the Rockets over Prairie Central, North Main over Covington, Fountain Central over Park Heritage, and Attica over South Vermillion. Let's get on to, here we go.
Last night.
Friday's results, girls basketball, Vermillion County Tournament. The Comets over Westville, 42-35. Armstrong Potomac, boy, that's him, they improved, 56-28 over the Houston area. And the championship game for the fifth straight time, the Salt Fork Storm, 51, BHR 20. Ironically, the head coach, Brian Russell, former Bismarck Kenning Blue Devil himself, 51-20. Richwoods over Danville, 11 points for Danville in that game. Mount Carmel over Parris in the Little Illini Conference Tournament. Calvary Urbana, that's canceled. First Baptist Christian, Iroquois West, Hope Spawn, Riverton Park. Over North Central, Benton Central, and Western, that was postponed. Girls basketball coming up. St. Thomas More at Watseka Milford, Schlarman, Attica postponed till the 30th. Mm-hmm. System Park at Camp Point, that's canceled. Benton Central at East Chicago Central, Lebanon at Covington, North Central at North Main and South Main at Riverton Park and Sheridan. Hurtby, Indianapolis, come visit the Patriots of Seager. I think we can get to
girls upcoming this week.
Yeah. Armstrong at Mount Pulaski, hosting a conference against BHR, Chrisman at Georgetown, Oakwood at Cessna, Okaw Valley at Heritage, Erica West at Saltport, Robinson at Parris, East Peoria at Rantoul, St. Joe at St. Teresa, Sir Grove at Tri-County, Villa Grove at Arcola, Watseka Milford at Westville, First Baptist at Marantha, Mattoon, Attica at Next Generation, Georgetown Restaurant, Villa Grove, Beecher, the Bobcats at Iroquois West, PBL, at the Sages of Monticello, Rantoul, the Eagles against Pontiac, St. Joe at Illinois Valley Central, with Windsor, Two Strauss at Tri-County, Bloomington Central Catholic at the Rockets of Unity, Attica at Park Heritage, Ben Central at Harrison, that's Lafayette, Southmont at Covington, South Remain at Fountain Central, North Remain, the Falcons at Crawfordsville, the Artesians, West Vigo at Riverton Park, Sharman, the Toppers, hopefully they're healthy, at Armstrong Potomac, System Park at Fisher, the Bunnies, Danville at Salt Fork, Houston area at St. Thomas More, Rantoul at Centennial, Bent Central, excuse me, but Western, the Conference Crossover, Watseka at Armstrong, BHR at Crispin, Georgetown at Sharman, Heritage at Cerro Gordo, Heritage, Park Heritage at Riverton Park, Houston area, Iroquois West, Oakwood, the Comets at Westville, Paris at Mount Carmel, way down south, Tri-County at Sullivan, Illinois, Oka Valley at Willow Grove, Home Fires at First Baptist, Home Fires, I believe they're in Danville or Tilton, Attica at Seager, yeah. West Virginia, West Vico at North Vermillion, Armstrong, Tonka, Uni High, Centennial, Danville, Pontiac at PBL, Rantoul at St. Joe, Unity, the Rockets at Monticello, Sage, Armstrong at Potomac. And we've got the ladies' records. Mm-hmm. At the top of the heap, Barry Bauer.
Yep.
Watseka Milford, 19-3. Salt Fork Storm, Brian Russell, 18-3. System Park, 17-2. I think Watseka and System Park may meet in a regional.
Yeah. I think they, if I'm not mistaken, I think they still have the regular season game coming up, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And that's all. 1A.
So many good teams up there at the bunched at the top.
Yeah, that whole league. There's only two 2A schools, and that's Westville
is it
Bismarck?
Yeah, Bismarck. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. There you go. Paris 17-4. Heritage Academy 17-5. Tri-County 14-2. St. Joe Ogden Spartans 14-6. BHR 14-7. BHR's had a better run this year. Iroquois West 12-8, Rantoul 12-12, Houston 11-12, Armstrong much improved 9-9, Unity the Rockets 9-12, Georgetown Brad Russell's group 8-10, Danville the Vikings improving to 8-12, Oakwood 7-16, PBL 6-15, First Baptist 4-4, Crispin 4-19, Westville 3-18, the Toppers 2-11, Billy Grove 0-12, Fountain Central leads the pack in Indiana. Fountain Central, the Mustangs, 18-2. Ben Central Bison, 16-5. Heritage, excuse me, Seager, 14-7. Park Heritage, 14-7. The Falcons, North Man, 12-10. Riverton Park, 11-9. Attica, the Lady Ramblers, 5-16. Covington, 4-18. And bringing up the back part, South Man, 0-17.
Tough season for the Wildcats again here. So we got to take a break. When we come back, we will dig in with OSF Healthcare's News You Can Use Sports and Wellness Edition. We've got wrestling, bowling, and DAC sports all to come when the Saturday Sports Connection continues. Presented by ServPro Vermilion County on WITY.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Where in the world can you find bottle cappers? At the big box store? No, sorry. How about pressure cooker repairs? New leathers for that old hand pump? Where are you going to find a million and one items you need every day but can't find at the Super Mega Store? Latos Hardware is the place. Mower blades sharpened, window screens repaired, and if you're a do-it-yourselfer, Latos Hardware has the materials and know-how for your pet project. Have a cup of coffee while you shop at Latos Hardware in Westville.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection, presented by Surf Pro Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app. Chad Coach back with you. Show's not weather pending, but of course all the sports today are. So I think a lot of folks keeping an eye on that as it's 4 degrees here locally. We've got our good buddy Tim Dittman on deck here. OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We once again check in with Brittany Delaney, an OSF athletic trainer in Central Illinois, who works at a hospital and also at high school games big and small. Delaney is shining a light on what it takes to become an athletic trainer and why those folks are sorely needed right now. Delaney says there are typically three parts to become an athletic trainer: a master's degree, an exam with the National Athletic Trainers Association, and getting licensed in your state.
I took a lot of anatomy courses initially, kinesiology, and then you would transition into actually learning how to evaluate each of the bodies, joints, injuries, sports injuries, learning more about them, psychology of sports medicine. Sometimes I feel like I can be one-on-one with an athlete for not only just sports medicine injuries, but if the athlete's having a bad day, sometimes it's nice that you have that connection with them, that they'll come in and talk to you about other things that are bothering them.
Delaney says the exam to get licensed, it used to have an in-person component, but now it's all online. She says every couple years, athletic trainers are required to have continuing education to keep that license. Delaney also talks about forming relationships with coaches and athletes, professional relationships, but she also talks about staying independent and not being swayed to return a kid to play too soon.
I've always had great coaches that I work with. Usually if we are upfront with our coaches right away about, hey, these are the things that I'm looking for. If I got a kid with a concussion, this is what you should expect. So most of my coaches are pretty good about knowing what to expect when I come to them, telling them, okay, this athlete is out. I never want to hold an athlete out if I don't have to. So when I am, my coaches understand.
And Delaney points out some misconceptions about athletic trainers. One, they can't give medication to people under 18. And two, they're not a strength coach. They can give some advice in the weight room, but they're not the go-to if you want to get muscly. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thank you, Tim. Another edition coming up next week. And if you want to hear back or hear back any of the back episodes of the OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, either the regular version or the Sports and Wellness Edition, in our podcast section online, WITYradio.com. Let's dive into wrestling for the week. Last weekend, Urbana Wrestling Invite won by Effingham, oddly. I can remember when Effingham didn't have wrestling. That hasn't been that long ago. But Danville finished.
You'd have probably been a good wrestler, Chad.
Maybe. I don't know. I would have been tough, but remember, you know, with rest, it's not like WWE. You stay within your own weight class. I mean, I don't know. I would have been a force to pick up. I don't know that I would have been able to pick up anybody else. I'm kind of... Of course, I was lifting weights, though, at that time, too. So, hard telling. Let's put it this way. I was not good at football, so I don't know that I would have been able to translate over to wrestling very well. And I was a lineman at that. So the Reed Custer Comet Classic last weekend won by Olympia. Clifton Central Iroquois West placed 17th. Hoopston Area Milford 21st. The Rich Lavalette Invite over at Litchfield, always a big one. That one was brought back to the area. Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm winning that one. Oakwood Salt Fork had representation there. They was able to post a 12th place finish. I don't know that they had all their team there, though, for that. Little Illini Conference Tourney, it was won by Lawrenceville. Parrish placed 5th. Illini Prairie Conference Tournament rounded out. Unity would be the champion. St. Joe Ogden 2nd. Rantoul 7th. Wabash River Conference Tournament won by Seeger. It went Seeger, South Vermilion, Fountain Central, Riverton Park, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Attica, Covington. Hoosier Conference Tournament won by Rensselaer. Benton Central was 2nd. You had head-to-head winners were Clinton Central, Iroquois West over Wilmington, GCMS Fisher over St. Joe Ogden. GCMS Fisher, solid wrestling program. We've seen some very dominant results from them kind of on the cuff here of our area. Seeger over BHRA Armstrong Potomac, Southmont over Park Heritage. Crawfordsville Tournament, Crawfordsville won 2 of 3. Covington, they defeated Covington and North Vermilion. North Vermilion would win that third match over Covington. CCIW knocked off Piatone. Rantoul went 2-1. They defeat Eisenhower and Riverton, lose to Urbana. Champaign Central dumps BHRA Armstrong Potomac. Owen Valley blanks South Vermilion. And that's odd because South Vermilion, pretty solid program, but Owen Valley just swept them. Danville over at Hoopston Area Milford. That was senior night for the Vikings. St. Joe Ogden defeats Clinton and El Paso Gridley. North Vermilion loses Tri-West, South Putnam over Park Heritage. Terre Haute North over Riverton Park. Attica takes 2 over South Newton and Faith Christian. The only match last night, Rantoul had to pull out of their triangular with Charleston and OPH due to their policy for no sports on days that they have no school or e-learning, as it were. Today, weather pending, Leroy Randy Bowman invite for BHRA Armstrong Potomac, Oakwood Salt Fork, and Rantoul. Danville at the Big 12 Championship at Normal. Hoopston Area Milford at St. Joe Ogden Multi-Duels. Unity at the Oak Park River Forest invite. This upcoming week, light slate as the season's starting to wind down. Folks wanting to get some time to get healthy before regional start. Paris hosting Lawrenceville, Champaign Central at St. Joe Ogden, South Vermilion at Southmont. Girls wrestling, you have... girls tournament at Rantoul last weekend. Bradley Bourbonnais wins that one. St. Joe Ogden plays 3rd. Oakwood Salt Fork 4th. Rantoul 8th. Danville 12th. Normal Community Girls invite. Unity plays 13th there. Juliet Central the winner. Rantoul in kind of sporadic action this week. Blanked Eisenhower and Urbana. I don't think those were full teams either. Nothing yesterday. Today, Harvard girls invite for Clifton Central Iroquois West. Unity is at downstate and Jonesboro. I'm willing to bet that one's off because they're already seeing weather down that direction. Nothing this upcoming week as there again, girls also getting ready for postseason action. Boys and girls bowling. You have, of course, last week, quiet week because you had the regionals on Friday. Danville advances. They're up at Manuka today. I believe it's actually in Morris, but it's the Manuka sectional. So Danville, led by Gavin Favre, up there competing in sectionals, looking for a place at state, which will be coming up next week. State finals at St. Clair Bowl in O'Fallon, Illinois. Girls bowling, Danville Kankakee did not get a result for that yesterday. Don't know if they made it work. Danville hosting, anticipated to host Bishop Mack this upcoming week in girls bowling action. DAC Sports, the 7th-ranked Jags of the men's basketball team at Danville Area Community College, knocking off John Wood 69-64, knocking off Illinois Central 70-57. That was a games that were moved up from today to yesterday. Was a winner for the Jags, and they knocked off Lewis and Clark 75-65. They got Spoon River this week. The women, they knocked off John Wood 76-50. Illinois Central defeated them 91-45. They would bounce back with a win over Lewis and Clark yesterday, 75-62. They, too, hosting Spoon River this week. And that is what we have as far as the action on the floor, action off the floor. Once again, a reminder that Matt Scovran getting baseball open gyms going on here Monday and Wednesday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the DHS Fieldhouse. If you'd like to contact Coach Scovran, call 217-444-1854 or email scovranm@danville118.org. You have just a reminder, the Hoopston Area Hall of Fame, Athletic Hall of Fame class 2026 coming up. They're going to honor them February 6th. Talked about that the last couple of weeks. You have that Celebration of Champions. That is going on today out at the Vermilion County Tournament between, I think it's halftime of the 3rd and 4th place game, I think is what it was. But just added excitement out there for that. Yeah, halftime of the 3rd and 4th place game. That game is scheduled to tip off at 6:30 this evening out at Mary Miller Gymnasium, Danville Area Community College. And trying to see here, just a reminder, we've got games firing back up this upcoming week. Tuesday we have Salt Fork, home game for Salt Fork. I believe they are playing Westville. Boys high school basketball.
That is correct.
And then girls hoops on Wednesday, Salt Fork hosting Danville. We've got BHRA and Chrisman in there. And then I think it is Iroquois West Oakwood Friday night. All games online, WITYradio.com, weather pending, as well as the WITY radio app. Join us for that, please, because we love bringing that to you. And, Coach, you got some other news here.
Well, big news was at the ACC board meeting yesterday, and Tim Button, who had been when I was the AD and basketball coach at Danville Community College, we hired him as the baseball coach. And then after I retired, he had a stint in there when I went to England. He took over for a while, and then when I retired, we recommended him to be the AD, and he was AD and the baseball coach, and later on he just became the AD. So anytime you're at the collegiate level and you're a coach or an AD, you know, you got 100 and some athletes, you're talking about scholarship situations and so forth. So it's a little bit, I've been both as a high school AD and a college AD. And basically the college difference is the scholarship situation. Plus those guys are coming in, they're going to live in, we have apartments, so they have to get those. And you really don't have a lot of control over that. And all the things that go with it, you got them pretty much 24/7. And you're in charge of whatever, how many coaches. I think there's 7 sports at Danville Community College. I think I had 13 when I was there. It's a monumental task. Tim's done a good job. I think the biggest thing, I told him that if you go in the gym, we started banners and those programs. And he kept all that up, and he's did a good job. They got the big score moving message board. Mm-hmm. And they've kept everything pretty much the same. They've added stuff to the trophy case. And sometimes I've seen it across the country. And I told him the other day that, you know, when guys make changes, and that happens all over the country, that whether it's junior college or high school or whatever it is,
yeah,
that sometimes guys come in and they just wipe history out. Well, Tim's not done that. We had talked about having a Hall of Fame before I left. He did. He got that done. He's kept the banners up. And then, you know, with the national tournament being there, he's done stuff with that. So, you know, it's a monumental task at being the AD. It's a lot different than a high school being a high school AD. And that has changed, as we see across the board, mm-hmm. across the country, that being an AD is just not the old coach taking over. It's now fundraising. It's the NIL stuff. Junior college doesn't do a lot of that, but those are all issues that you almost have to have a business degree with some of that stuff, and promotions, because that's a big part of it. And Tim's done a good job, and I'm sure he'll spend more time. The boys are out of school, and Mary Ellen's probably close to retirement. So it's time to do something and move on to a different direction.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, and we've here in our reboot of our sports program, I've had many interactions and always positive with Tim, whether it's getting set up for the wrestling tournament out there, or getting information from DAC regarding their sports programs, which they're again being an outlet to and a conduit to let the general public know about that. He's been really good about staying on top of. It's always been top notch in our interactions, and so
if you remember, I did an interview with him, so it's archived. So if you want to go to cut down the and that's with Coach Spezia, there's a whole interview process with him. So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Right on WITY.
Absolutely. One other thing that we want to mention here while we have a little time, and I didn't have this with mine because it's in our regular Good Neighbor announcements, FCA Night of Worship coming up. That's on Sunday, February 1st at the Fisher Theater in Danville, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They've got an evening of Impact Stories, Life, Worship, and Prayer, and just celebrate what God is doing in and through the community. Just one county school away from having an FCA huddle in every public high school in Vermilion County. Of course, they're not going to call them out, but I'm sure the folks know who they are. come celebrate how Jesus is at work among coaches, athletes, and families. Doors will open at 6 p.m. at the program, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Fisher. That's when the program is. The doors open at 6. They'll have the concession stand going. They'll have Jesus One shirts available for pre-order, and so much more. That is coming up on Sunday, February 1st. And, of course, as we mentioned at the beginning, coming up February 7th, we'll have the Bismarck Lions Club Pancake and Sausage Breakfast. We'll be there on location, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. That will be coming up on Saturday, February 7th. Just mark your calendars for that. Come out, say hi, and eat some pancakes, or if you want to, just watch us eat pancakes. Entirely up to you.
We don't judge. I'll be back by that time, Chad.
You'll be back. That'll be your first week back in the seat. So that seat will just be mobile and on location. So that gets us pretty close to the end here. And any final words, Coach?
No, we finish up here. We've got 15 under practice today, and been assigned to step up to 3-on-3. And I have a whole packet of stuff I've got to work on here before I leave. So we're really honing in on the 3-on-3. We had 4 events this last year. With the FIBA club, and I really am pushing the 3-on-3. I'm going to try to push it back when I get back in the States too. So
very good. Well, enjoy the non-snow and non-cold here while you have it, as we will try to batten down the hatches. We'll talk to everybody next week. Bye, Coach.
See you.